This story coming out of Ipswich this morning was just amazing. An Ipswich business owner has arrived to a trail of destruction at his place of work this morning after that wild break-in and a theft and police pursuit. And bizarre scenes there were. Really bizarre. A man smashed into a motorcycle shop using a front loader excavator, cherry-picked some bikes, began to flee police, and then shut down a nearby rail corridor. Nine News Queensland reporter Sophie Upcroft has been covering this story today. Sophie, what an extraordinary tale of chaos. Talk us through it.
Scott, it is simply crazy. And I have just watched some vision that police put out. Piecing this one together today hasn't been an easy task, I'll give you that. It started the day with certainly more questions than answers, but we do have a few for you now. What we know is that this 40-year-old man allegedly stole a Queensland Rail front-end loader. He had believed to have had it for a number of days, but last night he decided to take it on a crime spree. We have vision of him ramming that front-end loader into the front of a West Ipswich motorbike shop just before 4 this morning. He then ties on two Kawasaki 450s, which are worth $13,000 each. He then reverses and then he drives off. But police catch up with him pretty quickly. However, they say that that driver then tried to ram at the police car, and those motorbikes were swinging from the top of that machine. It was quite confronting. Police were terrified. They backed off and they followed this man from a distance, and he took them on a wild ride. He was driving through the streets of Dinmore, a number of Ipswich suburbs, rather, before taking them onto the train lines. Now, we understand that he got on the train lines at Thomas Street and that he drove all the way to Ipswich Station, on and off the rail line through that corridor. We understand that it's just after Ipswich Station that he actually clipped a parked train, but that didn't stop him. He kept driving. He then went off the road again before driving at the rail corridor again at Dinmore. And this is when he drove through the gate, the security gate there, and across the rail line. He rolled and then landed in a tree. And thankfully, he did land in that tree because it was only metres from homes. He then fled off into nearby bushland, and he was located a few moments later by the dog squad in a swamp. They arrested him. He's now in police custody, and he has charged with a very long list of offences. But the trail of destruction that he has left behind is simply incredible. The rail network there between Ipswich and Rosewood has been shut down all day. And I've just heard from Queensland Rail that that will still be shut down into tonight and into tomorrow as they fix the rail line and do safety checks before they reopen it, just because of the sheer amount of damage that's been caused.
Oh, Sophie, you've done so well in detailing that just then to us. That was just an extraordinary adventure. But the chaos he must have caused. Look, I know something about rail. I've been involved in my past job I had there. The amount of damage must be amazing.
It's extraordinary. Queensland Rail have said that he's damaged the rail line in 8 places, so they have to fix 8 places. Now, I'm not a rail expert, but I know that they take safety very seriously on our railways for a very good reason. So to have to fix it in 8 places and then to have to do all the safety checks, I'm sure will be time consuming, which is why it will take until tomorrow for that to be fixed. As well as that, they've got a train out of action. It was only relatively superficial damage to this train, but I have seen a photo where it clearly clipped the front corner, like the driver's side of the train. He didn't miss. So that train will also be out of action, not to mention the damage that's been done to that local motorbike shop. Now, they said roughly they think there would have been about $25,000 worth of damage to the front of that shop, as well as those two motorbikes. They were brand new Kawasaki 450s, which go for around $13,000 each. He said, so that's about $26,000. That's about $50,000 worth of damage for that local motorbike shop. Obviously, they've got insurance, but it is just incredible to try and get your head around that true path of destruction, which this one single man has managed to leave behind in a front-end loader of all things.
Well, Sophie Upcroft, I appreciate you bringing us up to date with that one. Of course, we'll catch your full story tonight on Nine News.
Thank you, Scott.